Okay, so on the horn with us, we got Senator Mitch McConnell, who, as I understand it, I think just came from the Senate floor to address his colleagues as to where we are with the Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. Senator, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning.
Go ahead.
Well, we're headed toward the confirmation Friday of a really great choice for the Supreme Court. President Trump has picked the most outstanding circuit court judge in America, and we're going to put him on the court Friday, and it'll be good for the country.
Senator, when I watched the confirmation hearings, I speak for most folks who witnessed it. It was really an amazing bit of jurisprudence, the way the guy handled himself. It was as uplifting as I've seen anybody from the judicial branch behave themselves, where he was adherent to the law and the law only, and that's all he cared about. And he represented himself.
Lee's also got the perfect temperament, you know, very balanced, very independent. He makes rulings based on what the law is, not on what he, may personally prefer.
So, Senator, my question for you is, because we've heard all this talk about a nuclear option as to where we just have simple majority would win. And I watched Chuck, your colleague, Chuck Schumer, on, I think it was Meet the Press the other day with Chuck Todd. And he's lamenting as if this is an unprecedented act at what we see. But when I did the research, Senator, President Obama had 309 judges appointed, many of them under the guise of what Harry Reid did when he issued the nuclear option. And I suggest to you that, my goodness, the Supreme Court only hears so many cases. These judges that are in place now will have a much more impact on American lives than, say, maybe Neil Gorsuch would.
Well, with regard to how they're confirmed, right. I was on Meet the Press right before Schumer. If you watched me as well, I pointed out that a simple majority vote was the way we picked executive branch appointments, judges, cabinet members, down until Bush 43
right.
was sworn in. And Schumer himself started the practice of requiring appointments to have 60 votes. So all we're doing Friday is getting back to the way this has been handled, going back to the beginning of the country. These kinds of appointments were given a simple majority vote, and that's what will happen on Friday and in the future when it comes to Supreme Court appointments and lower court appointments and members of the executive branch.
Well, it seems to me, I mean, the position that Chuck Schumer takes is if this action that you would take is hyperpartisan when, my goodness, that started long before this.
Well, what we will do Friday was exactly the same thing they did in 2013, just 4 years ago, so he must be seized with amnesia.
Yeah. Again, Senator, I mean, I don't know how this affects the future, but this, as long as you're the leader, and I guess this is what we're going to do from now on, if and when we get another executive appointment that comes to you guys, this is the path forward now.
Yeah, a simple majority vote, which, as I said, was the way we did this for 230 years before Schumer himself started requiring appointments to have a higher threshold. In other words, to have 60 votes instead of a simple 51.
Well, the way Schumer presents that, though, he acts as this has been a Senate tradition for decades.
No, it hasn't. Well, he's doing the best he can with an impossible position. He's the one who invented where we are now, requiring us to get back to a simple majority vote. And, they've had a hard time coming up with any rational basis to oppose Judge Gorsuch on the merits. You know, he's just a stunningly accomplished individual. And as you pointed out, you saw that in the hearings.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I saw a lot of techniques done by your colleague Al Franken and other folks that were trying any which way to find something to get him state an opinion on, which, you know, his integrity would not allow him to do so because he knew some of these things he could look at as a Supreme Court justice. And I've never seen a guy handle himself under that kind of gauntlet that we've seen on these confirmation hearings before. He's done as good as, maybe better than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's an all-star, and President Trump made a great choice.
Yeah. Okay, so Senator, when will he be confirmed? What's the
on Friday?
Friday's the date
of this week.
Friday's the date, and then we move forward from there.
All yeah, right. We will. Okay. And appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, Lee. And thanks for having an interest in this really important subject.
No, thanks for taking time, Senator Mitch McConnell, right there.